And we are going live, and boom, we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Welcome again to Yada Debates, episode 25. And it would have been nice if it was like on Christmas, but like it's episode 25, and I got the Christmas hat.
So 25, and then guess what? Next week is the 25th of the month, the next Wednesday. But we won't be shooting because we'll be enjoying
the our holidays, families and, you know,
like, and gifts and things. If y'all celebrate, if y'all don't, you know, just eat good and you know, don't be a Grinch
or a Scrooge.
Okay, just
but anyway, yeah, so we won't be shooting next week, but we will continue to keep you guys updated what's going on with Yada Debates. So, but today we have our nice debate of musical vibrations, and this is something that I'm going to tell you to pick a topic, and I said, like, you pick the topic this week because I'm usually always the one pitching suggestions. So I'm like pick one, and she's like listing me all these topics, and I'm like, you pick.
So I'm like, all right, fine, let's talk about something that I like to talk about. Let's talk about musical vibrations. Well, basically, like meditation, vibrations, and healing, music, and vibrations, and things like that. And going into that topic of that. So I think you guys would enjoy this topic today. I mean, I am. So
when we say musical vibrations, what are we talking about? Because, you know, everybody's posting up on Facebook, oh, this is a vibe. I felt this one. This is that. Is it a, you know, the vibes? And I'm just like, so, what are y'all really talking about? Like, y'all just feeling a song right now?
Musical vibrations is basically not really a vibration. It's more so the frequency of the beat of the wavelength of the sound that's coming out. So, like, if you Google, like, meditation music and different frequencies, there are higher and lower pitches that affect different parts of the brain. Mm-hmm. Like different frequencies are supposed to affect different parts of the brain depending on the pitch and the instruments used to create the sound as well too. Mm-hmm. They awaken different things,
and this isn't just in meditation music. This is things that, you know, that we listen to in everyday
and everyday music, like,
and it can influence us to do certain things,
you know? Yeah, like if you ever notice, like if you go to the club, like you hear upbeat like dancing music, you want to dance, but then if you're depressed you listen to breakup songs, and it's just I mean, I'm one of those people that listen to breakup songs to cry just
when you say it. I mean, yeah, somebody
I listen
said
to
that.
Sad music to make me sadder. I think so that I could cry.
I think it was Gary Vee. He was like, why the fuck would you listen to sad music when you're already sad?
Because it makes you sadder and you just want to cry.
So. When you're just like,
and also, you guys, I also have a massive pimple on the middle of my forehead right on my birthmark. So I just think this is
why did you say that? Nobody was saying anything about it.
I just wanted to put that out there before anybody said anything. It's so big, I tried to cover it with my suit, but it's just has a mind of its own right now.
But back to the vibrations of music. So so when you talk about frequencies, like what do we mean about like frequencies? Because we all hear like that, but like what does it really mean, like frequencies in music?
Basically everything that we hear through sound, mm-hmm. like I feel like music influences a lot of like things that we do in life. Mm-hmm. Like as far as like certain types of people who listen to certain types of music, they're more influenced to do certain types of things. Like look at Juice WRLD. He said Future was his inspiration, and Future raps about drinking lean all day and you know, drinking lean and popping Molly and having multiple baby mothers and all types of things like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's something that he took into consideration in pop and Percocets and things like that.
I mean, so. But that when we talk about music and influence, like at the core value of, like, I'm not even going to say of modern music, but like music over, like, you know, a span of thousands of years, the core value of music is always to inspire something. Like even if you're looking at like traditional music and you go back, like we don't think about it as in the sense of that today, we think it's like more so entertainment, but the music that we do listen to inspires us to do things. But like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, they had like tribal songs that were like really like tell the story.
Yeah,
like
they had tribal beats.
They had war drums to like really inspire like warriors to like get them amped and pumped up, like ready to fight and things, mm-hmm. like that. And then like, you know, again, if we go like into the medieval times, you know, and like, or we talk about like Norse legend, like they really depict like all these mythological stories, even like within Greek mythology, they have songs to really represent like these things, and they really inspire like
like in modern day like religions, they have hymns and things like that. Yeah. So there's different musical
even to the point of what we identify as club music. Club music is always like really used to inspire you to dance, to get up off your feet, and to move. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Like music is like always like supposed to be like an inspiration for something. It's not like I said, we kind of like see it more so as entertainment now, but like we don't really see like oh, like these kind of beats make me want to dance, or this kind of beats makes me want to, it makes me like study better. Like that's why they say like classical and jazz music is like really used to help people study.
That's why they tell pregnant women to put Beethoven on when they're in their stomachs so that their babies come out as like baby geniuses, which has not been proven true because I played Beethoven for Noelle and you know she is a baby genius.
Did you put the headphones like over your stomach though?
Yeah, but also she was listening to Young Jeezy too.
So I mean
TM 103. So anyway, that's the difference of balance of life.
So but again, so like I mean I don't know, like, the science and the nuances of everything, like, as far as, like how a certain type of drum affects you. And it's different now because we have so many different levels of instrumentation as far as, like, live instrumentation all the way down to, like, you know, synthesized sounds. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, I think that would actually be something that's interesting, like, studying the science of, like automated instrument or, like man-made instrumentation, you know what I mean? That's like really made in like computers, like from taking like a drum pattern and it's like changing the pitch, changing like the reverb on it and really seeing how like that affects you in a certain way. Yeah. That would be like an interesting study.
Yes.
And Iris says, I love Afrobeats. Afrobeats, again, it's one of them things that kind of like, you got to get about yourself.
And it's a lot of drums incorporated into Afrobeats. And what someone pointed out to me 2 or 3 years ago was that The Weeknd uses a lot of drums in his music. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice that, and I'm an avid Weeknd listener. So then I went back and started listening. I'm like, damn, he really uses drums in like almost every one of his songs. And I'm like, wow, this is probably what's really relaxing me, is like the subtle drum sound in the background and all his songs like that.
And one thing that him and Drake kind of do is like a lot of their beats are real like I'm gonna mess this up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's very atmospheric. What am I saying? Like, it's a lot of atmosphere in their beats. It's like the reverb and it's like the sounds and the sense. They're like really it's like very ambient and like calm and relaxing. Especially if you listen to like a lot of the early work. I remember y'all said Weeknd's music is like haunted strip club music.
Like, it is. Like playing the song earlier for Yada, and I was in my room singing it and just like really.
She was feeling the frequencies. Let me tell you, she was really feeling the frequencies tonight.
Yes, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I was feeling the frequencies. So, you know, with that, there's different frequencies that awaken different things in you. Like, if you know, but you're supposed to meditate or just like listen to them while you sleep or in a relaxed state so that you can get a better understanding of yourself and like, you know, open up whatever you're trying to open up, because the higher or lower the frequency really depends on what you're trying to do. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I had wrote a little cheat sheet for myself to, you know, help myself remember them, because, you know, my brain is only but so big. Y'all said my head mad big, but I just don't see it. So, you know, I can only hold so much information in my head. Like, basically there's healing meditation frequencies, and then there's also just energy frequencies that we emit as humans, period. And the one thing that was interesting to me that I just learned recently just now is the energy that we emit, like the frequency that we emit as humans. And the lower your frequency is, like, you ever notice like people be like, oh, your vibe or your frequency is off or whatever, and like vibrate at this level or something like that. Like, that's really like a thing. Like, people who vibrate at a lower, like I want to say below like a 20, their vibration can really throw you off if you're vibrating at like 35 and above. And it's like,
can the music that you listen to like really affect
it? Affect your vibration. It can lower your vibration. Arguing can lower your vibration. There's so many things that can lower or raise your vibration as a person, because zero is the lowest vibration. That's body death. That means you're dead. You contribute nothing to this earth.
What kind of music would you have to listen to achieve that though? I'm curious.
Why would you want to listen to music to die anyway?
It must be like super loud concert speakers and you like blow your head off. I don't know.
And then, you know, 40 being the serenity of being, which means the ultimate, the highest frequency that you can emit as a human or an astral stardust being. Like, you know, that's the highest frequency. And then, you know, with that, you can also use to achieve that, you can either do the healing frequencies or binaural beats therapy, which Yada knows more about than I do. But I just know about like regular frequencies and things like that.
Well, like as far as like, and this is what I'm saying. And this is why, like, again, like coming from like an artistic standpoint, this is why like when I record my music, mm-hmm. I use a lot of reverb in my vocals because like I've been like described to have like a rich voice or whatever. Like there's like a lot of depth in my voice or whatever. Like, so it's just like consistently, like I always use like kind of like that ambient atmospheric kind of like tone because I have like that kind of cadence in my voice. You know what I mean? Like people say like they like how I say certain words. I don't know. It's just like it's weird. You know what I mean? When I'm talking at like or rapping in my level of voice. You know what I mean? And this is why I tell people that like
I like when you say fantastic.
but this is why like when I was telling people that I was like when I record like I don't sound good over trap beats. You know what I mean? Like it just
you sure you ever tried?
I've tried it multiple times and I just personally never really like how I sound over it. You know what I mean? Like I just never really
maybe had... you just need me on the background yelling out the ad libs. I got you.
But no, I've sat there and I've like worked on those things and it's just like for me it just doesn't work. Like I can write it and it'll be catchy, whatever. But like my voice, it would be like putting Common on a trap beat. You know what I mean? Like,
but I want to hear that.
do you want
to? If I'm Nick Cannon can release this record to Eminem, I want to hear Common on a trap beat. I'm sticking to that. I don't care.
I'm gonna ask y'all right now. Could you hear Common over a trap beat? Yeah. This plays a part into like the frequencies that we're talking about because he has the voice for that. You know, jazz cafe, hip hop, old school throwback. Type of, you know what I mean? Like that, mm-hmm. that real empowering kind of that vibe. That's him. And that's not just like solely like because of like I've already heard it from him. Like even if I never heard a comment and I heard him on a trap beat, it was just like, nah, like no. Like it's not long.
So
it's
he's just, supposed to only just do like spoken word and like R&B and things
yeah,
like
that. That's him. Like when like if on their ride. I'm serious though. Like so in again, when we get like when you talk about like different like levels of frequencies, and she said like as far as the instrumentation, like you know the drum really affects like I believe it was like it's your root because it's like it's so
it affects your root chakra. Actually, different instruments affect different chakras, but I didn't really go into depth into studying that, so I'll probably post that on my other page, my Eye of Shell Visions page, the different instruments that affect your different chakras, mm-hmm. because. I didn't really get time to study all that. You know, I'm a mom. I'm a podcaster. I run a tarot business. I work full time. I can't do all that. Okay?
But I could tell you this and attest to this from my own experience. Back when I used to puff on the Mary, like you couldn't feel it. Like when the drum and bass is like really kicking in the car. Feel it down.
Nah, you can definitely hear it. Like when you get to that point where you smoke a good blunt, you're like, damn, who is snapping on this flute? Like Stevie Wonder is really killing the harmonica on this beat.
It hits you all right here. You're like, oh, it's like. But then like when you got like them real kicking drums, it's just like you kind of like feel it in your gut. It's just like, yo, I remember, yo, I'm not even a Tiger fan, right?
But, oh dear God.
No. Hold on. Cause I'm gonna redeem him right now. I'm not even gonna say redeem him because he redeems himself by making a career comeback after leaving Young Money. But I'm gonna say this again, back in the days when I was a participant of the Mary, he has this song called Hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yo, that shit is like when you high, like that's like one of the best songs ever. It's just like, yo, I'm like, he's snapping on this song. like for real. Like
now
like,
I'm gonna check the song out just because you said that after I, you know.
Yeah, it's just like
engaged in the devil's lettuce.
And this is back when whatchamacallit, when mm-hmm. I remember you remember when Big Sean was working with Key Wayne heavily?
Yes.
It was like around that time and Tiger had actually I guess reached out to Key Wayne about the beat and it's like I said, it's called Hypnotized. And like you can just like feel that like even like down to like the little synths that they use, it's just like and me, I break music down. Like I'll listen to it like 150 times, like, oh, they did this here and they did that here. Just like when you hear things like flutes, like you feel like real light, you know what I mean? Like and it's like real like a real big combination. Especially in like orchestration, and that's mm-hmm. why like when you listen to like an orchestra or like classical music, it's just like so much going on, but like it's just like
it flows together. Like it's kind of like a story in itself when you listen to like orchestrated music like that. That's why I like Broadway shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like they're really good because they're not. It's not about the acting majority of the time. It's about the music, like leading up to it. Like the music kind of builds up to it. Like if you ever notice, like in movies and stuff, like they even have like even the background music sets the tone for whatever is about to happen. Like if you hear an ominous beat, you know, like something scary is about to happen. If you hear upbeat music, you know, something good is about to happen. Like, so it's like frequencies play a part in everyday life, but we just don't pay attention to it because we're just like so used to music and things like that. And one thing that we did learn is about solfeggio, which I didn't say it the Italian way. I'm not going to say it the Italian way. Is that they teach us that it's Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti. That's something that we learn in school, like with music, and that's just like music. Kind of, it's like therapy. Like you can use music as therapy, like in a sense, if that's something that you're interested in doing.
One thing that we did learn that was actually like quite interesting is just like they said, like each ear picks up like different sounds more predominantly. And like an easy way to test this is like if you like listening to a song like through some speakers, or whatever. If you close like your left or right ear, you'll start hearing certain sounds more predominant. Like let's say like you close like your right ear. You might hear the instrumentation more predominantly, but if you close your left ear, you might actually hear the lyrics more predominantly. Yep. And it's just like when they both open, you kind of like hear them as one big sound, but that's actually not really like the case. And they say that about like a lot of things, a lot of these sentences, like they say.
You ever notice like certain songs, like the artist will be in one speaker and then go over to the other speaker and then come in into the and speaker
that's
as
a,
one.
And that's a play on like.
Hey, thanks for watching.
And that's really like a play to like, it's a way to like kind of like do variation and grab the listener's attention, because it's just like you put that predominance in there and then you put it back in there, and it's like I mean I did that like on a couple songs, but it's just like it's nice. And like the way that we have like the engineering set up now in modern music, it's just like we can do like so many things. That's why I said I really like break like a lot of music down to figure out like, okay, why do I like this song so much? Like,
I do that too. Like, I'm like, so what? Appealing about this? It's like this one part of like one song. It could be like the last little bit of like when they slowed it down, and then like the frequency is just a little lower. And then I'm like, wow, okay, this is why I like the song, because it touches this chakra or this chakra or that chakra. Like, that's something that I learned through music therapy. Like, my favorite songs, I really like them because they put me in certain moods. Like, if I want to be in a good mood, the best song for me that I always listen to, anyone who's ever ridden in the car with me, anyone who's ever driven anywhere with me can tell y'all that if I want to be in a good mood or if I'm in a good mood that day, I will throw on some Daft Punk one more time, and we be in the car, and I'll be in there like, yep, more time, we're going to stand up and be in the car just jamming out, feeling good. But if I'm in a bad mood, the radio's off, that's it. When I listen to nothing, I don't want to hear you breathe, nothing. So that's just one way of looking at it.
I think one thing that's like really inspiring is like when I was going to church sometimes, like
we're in Jersey, we're in South Jersey.
Is it South Jersey? No, Central. Stop. Stop it.
This is South Jersey. Central Jersey. The country down here. Don't believe it. Don't believe the lies.
Central Jersey exists. But now you made me forget what I was going to say. Why would you do that? What was I just talking about?
We were talking about the music and, you know, me listening to Daft Punk and how the music sets the tone for, like, the mood and stuff like
and
that.
Now I just completely forgot the train of thought. How could you?
Keep it moving.
But, now you just threw me off. I can't believe you.
I can tell y'all which frequencies are good for which chakras.
Hold on. Gospel choirs.
Yes.
They are really like I'm gonna say like even if you're not really like a church goer, like if you listen to like some like gospel music, it's like really I'm just like fire. I forgot what songs, because I used to go to church with my grandmother like sometimes. I mean, not times, but I used to go religiously, pun intended. but it's just like, yo, I'll be sitting in there just like, yo, I'm catching the spirit right now. Like, it was like, because like, it really inspires you. Like, and it's amazing. Like, I don't know, like, when they start up and like, you know, they get they little groove on, it's like, it hits you here, and then they start elevating, and you start smiling, you're like, oh shit, this shit is fire.
Must only be you. I must be the Antichrist, because I feel none of that.
I can't believe, I'm telling you, like, someone, I'm just sitting there, I can't even say it's one of my guilty pleasures, that's one of my holy pleasures.
So that's just one way of doing it. But, you know, they do have different frequencies for different things, as far as healing. I'll get into that one first, because then I'll get into your chakras, because chakras in itself is like a web of things that we just, if you don't know your chakras, it makes no sense for me to get into that.
Basically a topic for another day.
Yes. So the healing frequencies that go off of the solfeggio chart they start at 376 hertz. And you can actually Google these on like YouTube, and they have like either guided meditation with words, or you can just listen to the beat by itself. SoundCloud also has them too. And they're usually for like an hour or two. Mm-hmm. If you turn them on, you'll really just like, sometimes you even forget it's on, because it's like, you'll hear like a cowbell randomly, and then it'll just be like different random like sounds with that frequency. Like they all stay on the same frequency level. And that frequency is called UT, and it's capital UNT. And that is for like transforming grief into joy and guilt into forgiveness. So like, if you're feeling down, that's the lowest frequency. And that's usually, that helps raise your frequency.
The lowest frequency while you're still alive.
Yeah, while you're still alive. That will help you raise your frequency if you're feeling like sad, if you're feeling down, if you just, you know, you're in a funk, if you're feeling grief, like over a loss. And it doesn't have to be like a loss of like a bodily loss, like you lose a person. Like we grieve over things that we really don't even realize we grieve over. We grieve over the loss of like jobs. We grieve over the loss of friendships. We grieve over the loss of like material things sometimes, even too, like we grieve over multiple things. So that's a good frequency to help like uplift your spirit in a sense. Like that's the lowest frequency that you can start off to just like really just like get in tune with yourself and see like, you know, what's going on.
I don't remember exactly like,
but that also, that frequency deals with your root chakra. And if your root chakra is not balanced, it doesn't matter if all your chakras are balanced. If your root chakra is not balanced, you as a person will not be a balanced person. That means you're not stable. That means your footing is not secured. So that's like the number one frequency to go to when you feel like everything is falling apart.
Well, I know like this is back in the, like, I won't even say back in the day. It was like a couple of years ago. Like I used to like meditate to like binaural beats and stuff like that. And I actually used to like go to like the same one when I wanted to sleep. I used to just like doing it on my iPod Touch, putting on surround sound. Like, yo, that was like some of the best sleep I ever got.
Yeah.
I was just like, I would be out. Like, and then like listening to other ones, it's just like real calm. One thing I do notice though, like in those binaural beats, they don't really use like a lot of drums a lot. And it's just like they may use like a gong here and there or something like that, or like you said, like a cowbell, like as far as percussions go. But it's not really like that heavy, deep bass. And I wonder why that is. Like I think, like I said, it's
supposed to ground you in a sense, and also the higher the frequency,
yeah,
it's supposed to awaken things in you, which I'll get into in a minute.
And too much drum and bass.
And too much drum and bass can kind of like throw it off, because then it kind of like clouds your mind a little bit. This is supposed to help you clear your mind. Like these beats help you clear your mind and like open your mind up to receiving like, you know, a universal download or anything like that, and things like that. Really just getting in touch with opening like your third eye or root chakra, your crown, whatever you want to open up, whatever chakra you want to work on, or whatever you want to feel good about or heal or open or things like that. Yeah, because there is a frequency that helps you heal your DNA, like heal like anything in you, which I'll get into in a second.
So, and if I hear too many drums over my binaural beats, I might be tempted to kick a freestyle.
Yeah. Like, you know, the next frequency after that, which is the second frequency, is 417 hertz. And that clears any negativity and restores any subconscious blockages that you may have with yourself. Because a lot of times what we don't realize is that we as people subconsciously block ourselves from blessings, from receiving things, anything in life. It could be anything from just like jobs, love, friendships, happiness, whatever, subconsciously, because we self-sabotage ourselves. So by doing that,
not me,
I'm saying we as people, like, you know, there's certain people out there in the world who do, but that frequency helps you clear that, like again, you can find that on like SoundCloud, whatever, and it'll help you clear that blockage basically. And I feel like for me, my personal suggestion is that beat is best at night. to listen to while you sleep, because you don't tap into your subconscious unless you're either meditating or asleep. And so if you're in a good REM sleep, that beat is the best beat to clear any blockage from. And, you know, if you don't know what REM sleep is, that means like the deepest sleep, or like you're really like at your ultimate, like, deepest subconscious level.
Let me ask you this though. Like, it's like, I know we're talking about like, you know, binaural beats and meditation music. Is there any like contemporary music that we can listen to that would like probably bring like that same effect? It would be like any kind of like, I know, I can't even think of her name, but it's Jenny something. And she actually does like these kind of like she's a hippie basically. And she does like these kind of like songs, and it's no real like specific lyrics to it, but she's really just like humming, and like it's like a like,
yeah,
there's some kind of abstract beat in the background. I'll have to show it to you when we're done, and I'm gonna pull it up right now, but it's actually really interesting. And
y'all please don't mind y'all the phone, okay?
I'm showing you. I'm not showing them, but what's my haul it, because her name is just like, it's her real name is Jenny something, but like if you which haul it go up here, it's like the parentheses and then I can't find it. Yeah, her. I'll show them. It's her. She's actually really like, she,
y'all don't mind y'all the phone, okay?
Shut up.
This phone like,
but yeah,
45 years old.
Her name is like Jenny something. I forgot what it is, but she does like this wish me hold it. It's this one thing, it's like nature's joint, and it's just like, yo, that thing is like fire.
Yeah, I'm actually listening to the beats of nature, or even like white noise is really good too for meditation, because those again are on different frequencies. Like, I really don't mess with white noise like that, because wow, sometimes you can, if you're an empath, especially like a clairvoyant empath,
I don't think that's
you,
me.
You can actually channel people if you're like meditating, channel things like messages that way. Like, you'll hear stuff through the white noise. So I really try to stay away from stuff like that.
I think
me
you should
as
try.
Personally, because I'm not trying to receive no messages from nobody. You see, this is why I'll be playing with stuff like that, because now the window is doing something. I don't got time for this. Anyway, back to what we was regularly talking about. So the next beat after that, and the beat that I had referred to before that was RE, it's capital RE, and that's 417 hertz. And the next beat after that is MI, and it's 528 hertz, and it simulates love. It restores your equilibrium, and it repairs your DNA.
I think, and I looked up one of those.
That one actually is best for your solar plexus chakra.
I think I looked one of those up on YouTube, yes, one time. It was like a love and meditation.
And actually, the RE frequency is good for your sacral chakra, like if you have a lot of blockages in your sacral chakra. And I know that a lot of women who grew up with a lot of trauma and PTSD, their sacral chakras can either be underactive or blocked sometimes. So that's the best beat to open that chakra, because that not only opens you up like your divine feminine, but it also opens you up sexually and like all types of different things, like creativity, like all those things. But it just makes you more divine as a your divine feminine, so that you have that balance between your femininity and your masculinity.
And I'll link a few tools, some of them that I know that's on YouTube. I'll put them in descriptions at the end of the video. Yep. But yeah, you guys can definitely check them out too.
And then the next beat after that, so that's MI, and that's 528 hertz. And then the next one after that is FA, and it's 639 hertz, and that strengthens relationships, and that could be either family, love, or community, and that also deals with your heart chakra as well. So all these frequencies are intertwined within different chakras. So whatever chakra you feel like you need to work on, you would really pick that, like, you know, frequency or whatever frequency you're feeling. Like, you can hear one frequency and be like, nah, this frequency ain't for me, but then you'll listen to another and be like, wow, you know, this one really keeps me calm.
I've had that happen to me too. I'm just like, no, I'm not rocking with this one. Let me go back to my other one.
Yeah. So that one is FA, and that's capital FA, and that's 639 hertz. And then you have SOL, and that's 731 hertz, and that's your throat chakra. And I feel like this one is very important to me, in a sense, because a lot of us walk around and our throat chakras are either overactive or underactive. Like, you ever notice, like, if someone talks a lot or dominates conversations, their throat chakra may be overactive. And a lot of times are those chakras also can get closed by people that throw us off. That's why a lot of people need like Reiki healings after that to open up their chakras. But this frequency really is good with opening up your throat chakra. There's also a website, Electric Energies, that I'll give y'all the link to that you guys can click on to see which chakras of yours are blocked, underactive, overactive. You take a test and you be honest. You have to be honest on the test, like what you're experiencing, and it'll tell you like, oh, this chakra is fine, this chakra fine, but this one's overactive, this one's underactive, and it'll tell you like what you need to do to work on it, what type of meditation things
you need
to
do. Now with this, like when you playing this music, can you just like play this like, let's say while you're like cleaning your house or something?
You can just play it.
You
don't have to meditate. You can just, as long as the sound is penetrating you and your soul, it's fine. Like I put this on in my room and I just do whatever. Like, and then sometimes I just end up meditating. Like that's what happens. And that frequency, which is 741 hertz, the soul frequency or SOL, it cleanses your body from all types of toxins. So anything that you've come in contact with, because a lot of times we as people, we don't realize, like, even if you're not an empath, just being a person in general, like, people can touch you and their negative energy can just attach to you. If you deal with negative people, their energy can attach to you. That's why they tell you, like, be careful who you hug, be careful who you touch, because their energy can be transmitted to you. And now you're carrying this energy. And if you're an empath, now you're like, damn, why am I so angry? For I was not angry a half an hour ago. And it's because someone's energy was, like, basically put on you. Like, I could touch Yada right now and I could be angry, and then like if Yada was an empath, he'd be all of a sudden like, damn, I don't even know why I'm angry, like I just want to go punch some people in the face. So
trust me, I never had that happen.
So that is a really good frequency, especially for like people who are empaths, just to cleanse yourself. And especially if you want to cleanse your home, I would suggest blasting that through your home as you like burn your sage or Palo Santo or your lavender.
Let me ask you about this, like, about for these frequencies, will we be able to find what the frequencies are of what we're listening to with like traditional music? Like if I'm listening to Bobby Shmurda and I want to know what frequencies that,
yeah, you just look up the frequency of the song.
And I can Google that?
Yeah, you just Google the frequency.
I'm gonna look up the frequency of the hot nigga.
Oh my God.
I am, because I need to know. I want to know how I'm being affected by this stuff.
And then you have LA, which is capital LA.
Not Los Angeles.
And it's 852 hertz, and that awakens your intuition and it helps you return to balance. And that's your third eye. That correlates with your third eye chakra. That frequency, I just recently listened to that, and that helps me with my tarot readings. I'm sorry, Yada. Yeah, that helps me with my tarot readings, because like you have to awaken like your third eye in order for you to receive messages and things like that. That's why I said I don't like listening to white noise, because like I can receive an unintended message that probably wasn't for me, but because I'm a messenger, it'll come through me and I'll be like, oh man.
Wait, hold on, because this is a song with Disclosure and Alana George called White Noise.
I like that song.
Yeah, and
that
it's song. Something like I'm here in static, and it's like I gotta go back and listen to that now that I kind of know like some more of the meaning of it. So I gotta go back and listen to that. That song is fire.
That song is fire. Let y'all know. Like I love Alana George. Like she can't do no wrong in my book. I love her music. And then there's another frequency, which is not, it doesn't have a name, but it's for your crown chakra, and it's 963 hertz, and I think that's one of the highest frequencies, and that's for your crown chakra. And if you're aware of what your crown chakra is, it's above your like all your chakras. So your chakras kind of go like this, like it's like kind of like a triangle, and it goes like this. And so your crown chakra is like right up here, and it's like it connects you with the universe, like kind of like you, it's kind of you and the universe, like you, Stardust, and the universe.
Don't smack me,
I'm not gonna smack you, Yada.
So and that's what I kind of wanted to ask. So like when you talk about these frequencies and like kind of like how they influence us, I just want to like kind of clarify, like I don't know, like I used to listen to like some mad gangster music like G-Unit, Dipset, D-Block, but none of this stuff like ever made me like I want to hit the strip, I want to sell drugs, I want to shoot people. Like I don't know, like I just looked at it like.
But did you listen to like repetitively every single day?
Yeah.
From like time you woke up to the time you went to sleep.
Like the
but were you heavily influenced to dress like them, to emulate their words and sounds and things like that. May not have wanted to emulate their lifestyle, but that it just had an influence on you in some way, shape,
like, or form. Like, I'll sit there
and
rap.
Her earring fell out my ear, so you guys just don't mind that. Just no technical difficulties.
I'll sit there and rap the whole verse, the whole thing, word for word, but I'm still not going to go out there and, like, start.
So that's not you, Yada.
It's not in my nature. So, like, I mean, is there, like, any kind of, like, can that stuff have a real effect on people? Like, can this music really influence people to, like, kind of, like, dwell in, like, some unsavory things that they normally otherwise wouldn't?
I do believe that certain music does have certain influences weaker souls.
Because, you know, back in the day, you know, the media used to always perpetuate that music. Like, oh, it's all the violent music on the radio.
Yeah, they had a whole big thing, like, when Michael Jackson dropped Thriller, that they were like, we don't condone this. Like, the church was, like, outraged by the video and the song and everything like that. But, like I said, certain frequencies invite and open certain things in people. So you have to really be conscious of the music that you're listening to and what you're putting into your mind and stuff like that. Because when we listen to music, we are basically like transmitters. Like, we're taking it in, absorbing it, and then, like, thinking it out, and we're playing it out in our mind, because everybody listens to the music differently. Yeah. Like, not me, Yada and I can listen to a song right now together, right now, and he and I will have two different perceptions on what the song meant, what the frequency of the song is, and everything like that. So everybody transmits music and sounds differently. So it's like, I can listen to a song on a certain frequency and playing and be like, wow, this song really touched me in this way. But y'all can be like, man, that song was trash.
That bullshit about
So it's all about, like, you know, perception. And again, it's where that person's vibrational level is as a person. Y'all may be vibrating at 30, whereas I might be vibrating maybe like 25, 26, even like probably 15 or something like that.
Damn, dog, you sold some more credit than
that. I'm just saying, like, if I'm saying just for example, not literally, like, you know, right now I'm vibrating at, you know, like, I'm in the low 30s for my vibrational frequency. Like, I still got things to work on, because I still argue with people every now and again. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, we as people, like, if you want to raise your vibration, you listen to certain things, and also you meditate to certain music and sounds and things like that. And you keep certain sounds around you. Like, if you ever notice, like, a lot of people do keep wind chimes and chimes in general. Chimes are, like, the number one thing to set things, like, that's a good frequency, like, to set them, because different chimes make different noises when you hit them in different spots.
And you know what, like, for me, like, I was, like, I had my days of clubbing, but, like, I was never really one that was, like, really too hyped for the club. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, it didn't really appeal to me. You know what I mean? It's just, like, I'll go there because, like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, let's go to this club. Let's go there. Let's go to this party. Let's go do that. And I'm like, I would have fun when I would go there, but it wasn't anything that, like, I was pressed to. Like, I would rather much, like, listen to, like, certain songs. I like songs that I can, like, really, like, listen to and process. You know what I mean? But, like nothing few bucks, it's like, for me, it's really only good, like, in the club. You know what I mean? Like, I can't really, like, just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna listen to nothing few bucks right now. You know what I mean? Like, I need to be in a certain space to, like, really, like, enjoy that song to the fullest. I can't be walking to the corner store like nothing few bucks. You know what I mean? Like,
why not? You're gonna knock somebody change out their pocket.
But I'm like, but it's like, I feel like, again, like, I can't really express, like, what the song is really, like, meant to do. Like, because I feel like that, like, that's part, like, that's a club song, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it got that pitch, and, like, once you hear it, like, you already know to get hype, you know what I mean? It's
that's
like,
why they have different categories of music for different things, because there's certain songs that you can only relate to in certain settings and situations and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's why there's certain frequencies for different things. Like I said, there's not one set frequency for one set person. Like, you might need to repair your DNA in order for you to, you know, get to whatever's blocking you from whatever. Like, you might have to do that constantly.
And anybody who's ever been like one way that you can really, like, experience this firsthand, I would say, is like if you go to, like, a live show, because when you go to
Maxwell, his song "This Woman's Work" live was better than the studio recorded one.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm just putting that out there. I wanted to throw that out. I've been wanting to throw that out there, but the MTV version of it, when he recorded it live with the band and everybody just singing it and it's all like in sync and all that stuff like that, is better than the album version. And I'm just throwing that out there.
I remember J. Cole, he did a concert, I think on the Late Show or something like that. And like, just like hearing the live instrumentation behind like his vocals, it really took that up to like the, like it put like a whole different kind of energy behind it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not the same as like, I don't know, like listening to like a live recording on the CD. Like, but like if you actually like see it, or like you get like a whole different like appreciation for it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Anybody that's been to a live show, you can like really attest to this, because it's like, you get more of the energy, like you see the movement, you can feel like, you know, the drums and like everything.
Yeah, when I went to see The Weeknd live, I was like, literally, like, I mean, I cried listening to one of his albums. So, but y'all can't listen to my judgment sometimes with this stuff. But when I actually see him live and like him like being like not too far away from me and actually hearing him like sing his songs like in front of me, like seeing him like come out of the starship and all that, I was like, oh my God. Like, and then he did an encore and like, I almost like died that night because I just couldn't believe, like my soul could not believe that this beautiful angelic voice was singing right in front of me. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like, and he, you know, he made sure to represent the old ex, the OG fans and all that. So, you know, I just felt that like that live show for me was like, it was everything. Like I've seen a lot of like different live shows, like reggae shows, I've seen my friends perform live and things like that. And like the energy that you put into performing live is different than when you're in the studio, because when you're in the studio is set up for your comfort.
Yeah.
When you're live, it's like you're kind of like going off of the audience's energy and what the energy of the audience is. And if the audience ain't feeling your music, you're not going to be feeling
it. I remember I seen a clip of like, I know this your boy, but Party Next Door, he was at SOB's and the crowd just looked like they was not into it.
I mean, but Party Next Door has his own issues going on, so he's not really like my boy.
This was a while ago. This was like,
this was like Party Next Door. Like,
yeah, this is
OVO.
Yeah, this is when Recognize came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is part of it. Like, I'm not going to say like, you know, I hate on auto-tune or whatever, but it's just like,
you don't get the true gist of the artist with auto-tune. Like,
because when they
because I didn't know T-Pain could sing like that until he actually sang. Yeah. Like that for us.
But then, and I was telling my mom this about like Young Thug. I'm like, that's not his voice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling him like, he can't sing like that. So when you see him live, you might have like a different experience because you're expecting something. And that's why like, I really still appreciate like singers like today that still use their voice. Like when Chris Brown started using auto-tune, I was like kind of like disappointed. Cause I'm like, bro, you got a voice. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just like, I don't know. I just really didn't have too much of appreciation for it. Because like when you hear it and it's new and it's just like, oh, it's this hot new thing. Like it sounds good. It sounds appealing. And the first time we really heard it like that is like with T-Pain. But like you said, he can actually sing. But like, and I'm going to say this right now on live, but when your boy A Boogie does it, I'm like,
I seen A Boogie last song. You better not talk about A Boogie, because A Boogie, he was great. Okay. And his music sounded exactly the same.
That.
Right? So I'm get out of here.
I'm going to forever clown y'all on that. The moment I hear that come on, I'm like, next station, please.
Nope. And just for that, at the end, I'm going to put the end clips as A Boogie. I'm going to play some A Boogie for y'all at the end of the show.
I'm going to end the stream at that moment. But yeah, and going back to like what I was saying, like seeing it live, like I was never really like a huge Lil Wayne fan, but seeing him live, it was just like, yo, this is dope. You know what I mean? And it's a difference because he actually gets like an actual drummer up there.
A lot of times, what a lot of people don't know is that why a lot of the shows and concerts are expensive is because a lot of these artists actually invest into like getting like live performers. They don't just go off of like, you know, all right, they re-record a sound. Like they actually get like live bands and people to come out and perform with them and do all that. They have like background vocals, everything. We're recording it with them too. Mm-hmm. Like at that point, that's why I said Maxwell, when he sang This Woman's Work on the MTV studio back, I think it was like in 2000, 1999, whatever year that was, like that was like the best song recorded live to me ever.
And you know what? I might have to like take off work and go to that Dreamville Festival because I want to see Ari Lennox live. I want to see her.
I thought she quit music.
Did she quit like officially?
I thought she said she quit because she didn't win no awards.
She's just talking. She's not about to. She on the contract out here. Ain't going nowhere. But I was listening to the FaceTime and I'm like, yo, I want to hear this live because like I fucked with this song. But I want to hear this thing live. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. So, you know. Wait, President Trump got impeached?
Stop.
Anyway, that was yeah, the debate. Because that just like was like a news flash.
But hold on, wait. Is this official?
Yeah, CNN just said he's the third president to get impeached.
Became the third?
He now faces the trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. Okay. Well,
hold the phone. Flash news on Yada the Debate because like this is alive and we're going to roll with it. But they just impeached y'all president.
No, Mike Pence can't be president. The Nazis are going to take over the United States. Stop we can't it. Do
like,
this.
He's just going to be a seat to fill. He don't really got no like policies and plan or thing like that. When Obama was president, like you saw Joe Biden in there, you know, force. Like I haven't really seen Mike Pence except coming to Trump's defense. And this is called like it's like musical vibrations, but we just got like the flash update. So, but yo, I was just.
Who was the first to get impeached, though?
I forgot, but after that, it was Nixon. Oh no, it was Nixon, Bill Clinton, and then. Which one? They impeached Bill Clinton after the whole sex scandal. This is just like a curveball. This isn't the curveball I was telling you about. This is not the one I was telling you about. But I spoke into existence. So.
Well, all y'all debates, y'all heard it first much. Because yeah. I just got it on CNN. If y'all got the news app, apparently Trump is there like proceeding with the impeachment. So, you know, we should have a peach party.
An impeach party?
Yep.
With a cake, with a cake
shaped like a peach. Like, no, I'm kidding.
You know I mean? With his face, you know, like kind of.
Yeah, fuck Trump.
I know, but you cut into his face like, ah, like, you know what I mean?
Somewhere. I guess.
I don't know, guys. That kind of like threw us off for today when y'all. That was actually some interesting news. Somebody, please go back and fact check this for me and comment it.
Yeah, because on CNN it says. I'm going to interrupt my YouTube live.
All right.
Trump became the third president in history.
Do you mind here? Let's get this.
Let's get this. Right off of my phone.
Because we are, you know.
So.
If y'all can see this.
Also, I apologize to anybody who's on my Facebook notification.
I know, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me cover up those messages.
And you just.
What did I just do?
Okay. Let me see, you don't know how to use this. Yeah, here we go.
Which model? Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Here's the article. So we're going to move that back a little bit. And.
It's like backwards. Donald Trump. Oh my goodness! History on y'all the debates. Y'all president
so, right before Christmas. I hope this doesn't affect my taxes because I need my money.
I mean, I'm fine. Like they usually take my money away anyway.
That's your business, y'all. I got kids. I'm trying to get my money.
I owe the state money. But guys, due to this curveball that was like completely unexpected. Again, thank you for watching today's debates on our music frequencies. Like I said, we will post up links because there are some binaural beats that you can check out on YouTube.
And then, like I said, you can also, like the frequencies I said, I'll also list them. I have like an actual list of each chakra and the frequency. I'll post them on my Eye of Shell Vision page and tag myself so that you guys can see which frequency you may need. And then again, you know. Keep up with like your frequencies and stuff and meditation methods and things like that. Because music is one of the meditation methods. You don't have to just sit and traditionally and go like, oh, like you can actually listen to music and meditate. You don't have to have an outer body experience to meditate. Meditation is just another word for relaxing your mind and body.
Because today, I got to go fact check this. Today on Yada the Beach, you can sit here. Your boy has been impeached.
So, face to me, because my phone will give me the notifications if I put do not disturb on.
All right, so until next time, guys, we will not be filming for our, next Wednesday is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Yule, and I don't know what other holiday is.
Kwanzaa?
Yes, I said Kwanzaa. I said Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Yule, and I can't remember the Boxing Day, and I can't remember the other holidays that everyone celebrates, but whatever you celebrate, you know, enjoy it and be fruitful and merry and enjoy family time. That's the most important time. Enjoy your family. But if you don't like your family, you know, always feel free to throw rotten tomatoes at them.
And I guess we'll talk about like New Year's Day. because we'll see about that. I don't know how lit you gonna get, but at the end of the day,
you already know what's going on. I might not be here for the New Year's debate. Anyway, so we'll see you guys next time on Yada Debates. And apparently, we just witnessed history because our president has been impeached.
Your president.
That's my president.